Radio MD. RadioMD.com. Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you ever had your Oprah moment? Do you even know what that is? Well, we're going to find out exactly what it is because it may be the moment that changes your life. My guest is Dr. Brian Parr. He's Associate Professor of Exercise and Sports Science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. So, Dr. Parr, what is it as you describe our Oprah moment?
Right. So I recall from time to time seeing on Oprah a guest who has gone through some sort of remarkable physical or emotional transformation. And, you know, it might be someone who lost a significant amount of weight or somebody who had previously not exercised, that trained for and ran a marathon. And in almost every case in the conversation, the question would be asked, what prompted you to do this? And the person would always have some answer that was, they were at this moment in their life where they needed to make this great transformation. Sometimes it was the birth of a child. Maybe it was getting older. It could, in many cases, it might be a health scare. But whatever it was, there was something that happened, and in that person's mind, it triggered them to make this remarkable change. And I think that everybody who needs to make a big lifestyle change, whether it's losing weight or exercising or quitting smoking or whatever it might be, having that motivation, that need, that Oprah moment to get them started is probably something that's going to help them along the way.
What a neat way to look at it. It really is. And when I saw that we were going to be talking about this, I thought to myself, you know, like almost everybody I know that's made a really positive change has done it because of one of these Oprah moments. You know, I'm using air bunnies in my little quotation
marks
in my hand there. But now, Oprah moments, when you mentioned a health scare, that's not really a positive reason, but yet something that does sort of scare you into it. Remember, they used to have like Scared Straight, where they would scare a child from stealing or doing drugs.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that, I mean, it's not really the best way, right?
It isn't. And, you know, I find that, especially in our cardiac rehabilitation programs here, a lot of the people will say, you know, it was when I was wheeled into the emergency room having a heart attack that I realized I should quit smoking. I wish I had done it years earlier. And I think the key point here is not to wait for the health scare, to find that inspiration ahead of time to prevent that from happening. That's what I think the Oprah moment is about. And in a lot of those stories, it was, I knew if I didn't do this, something negative would happen. And I think if people kind of look inward into their values and their beliefs and what they want and their hopes and dreams, to find what that motivation can be and activate it before they get to that critical point in their life.
Well, you know, that's a lot easier to necessarily say than do only, Dr. Parr, because like a young person doesn't necessarily look, I mean, weight is obvious. They see if they're heavy or if they're thin, you know, but saying that you could have a heart attack or get lung cancer when you're 60 if you don't stop smoking means nothing to them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think for each person, they need to find what's relevant to them and what's important to them. And I think people who work in the world of healthcare, in its broadest sense, can do a better job of helping everyone see how these things are relevant to them. And so maybe the being overweight or smoking isn't that concern for someone who's younger, but if they knew that might impact their ability to, you know, a young woman, her ability to become pregnant and have children, perhaps that might be the Oprah moment ahead of time.
Well, as parents also, we don't want to use that sort of scare tactic or, you know, kind of like, it's almost like blackmail or threatening, hey, if you don't, you know, lose weight, you're really putting yourself at risk for diabetes. And, you know, that kind of thing is, it can go both ways. Yes, it's a good Oprah moment. It's a good way to say to somebody, your health is in danger. And yet it also sounds like we're trying to scare them into it. And the media does this a lot, Dr. Parr. So how can we take that Oprah moment and turn it positive? So saying, you know, well, let me help you lose weight so you don't have to worry about those things, or however we want to put it.
Sure, sure. Or exercise in people as they get older. Maintaining muscle strength is so important. And what is, I think, a compelling argument or reason for this is as people get older, they might not be able to continue doing the things they always have enjoyed doing. But if they stay physically fit and maintain their muscle strength and their endurance and eat a healthy diet, they're going to be healthier for longer, so they're going to be able to do more things that they want to do. So what it does is it allows someone, as they, say, reach retirement age, to go into that knowing that they're going to be healthy enough to do all the things that they've been saving for that whole time, rather than waiting for that time to come and realizing that maybe they can't do the things that they had in mind. And you have to be creative, I think, to come up with these, sort of turn what could be a negative outcome into a positive reason for doing something.
I certainly agree, and one of the most positive would be having a child. And certainly that's a definitive Oprah moment in any parent's life. You realize, wow, I want to be there when this child graduates from high school. I want to be there when this child has their first baby or takes their first steps or goes to kindergarten. Any of those wonderful, sweet moments of life that you look forward to when you have children. So that's a real positive one to take stock. If you had to list your top three take stock things that would give you that Oprah moment, something to really change, give us your top three.
Well, I think children, obviously. I'm a father. I have three boys, and being healthy enough to do things with them as they get older is incredibly important to me, and that's an incredible motivation. I think another one is just feeling good. I'm getting older, and I've noticed that as that happens, I've noticed that sometimes I feel older. And I know that good nutrition and getting enough sleep and regular exercise can help me not feel that way. And when I don't do those things, I notice it. So for me, how I feel is really important. And I think another big one is for me personally is time management. You know, being able to do all the things I want to do, which means when I have something to do, my goal is to buckle down and get it done so I can move on to the fun stuff that I have planned. And so it's kind of balancing everything in life is you know, one of my motivations.
I love those top three, really. And time management is one that's oft overlooked, you know, and we don't always think about it. But as you say, if you buckle down, get what you need to get done, get it done, get it off your list, then you can kind of settle into the funner things that you want to do. So really feeling good, getting that activity, good proper nutrition, time management, and then I'm going to add one in, Dr. Parr, and that's stress reduction, because I think that we can't stress enough how important it is to relieve that stress that you've got. We only have a minute left, so kind of give us your little bit best bit about stress reduction.
Yeah, I think that stress and its impact on our health and how we feel on a day-to-day basis is probably way underestimated. I think that people look at being under a lot of stress and dealing with that stress as sort of a badge of honor, but I think when you look physiologically what's happening inside our bodies, that's the furthest thing from the truth. It just isn't good for us. And I think that being able to manage stress, not avoid it, but manage it is really the key to being successful at work and out of work. And I think it influences so many other things we do. I mean, how many people get themselves so overworked and so stressed that they don't eat well or they eat?
Well, it absolutely can be. In my opinion, it's one of the most dastardly things we can do to ourselves, so we have to manage our time, manage our stress, get our Oprah moment. Figure out what yours is to make a change, listeners, because that's what's going to help you make a change that sticks and is for good. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.